edition of the Queen Let Live Podcast Show. Just hoping everybody enjoying the music that I put in the podcast show. Sometimes you're going to hear it in the background while I'm talking, doing my contact and everything, and having y'all out the news and stuff like that, you know. And I'm going to be watching CNN, and I'm going to be commenting on some of the things that's going on CNN. And also, I'm going to be watching Fox News. I just want to know, how many of y'all think Fox News is an asshole? I think, especially that I think he's a ruddy racist son of a gun, you know, on Fox. Chris Tucker, go to hell, you know, just go to hell. The black people ain't going nowhere, and you ain't gonna stop us from voting, alright? And Joe Biden is doing a great job, you know, Democrats are doing a great job. That's better than those Republicans. I ain't saying all the Republicans are sorry. Alright? But they doing that. The Democrats doing that work. And the Republicans need to sit at the table and negotiate with the Democrats. And both parties need to stop acting like children. But would that happen? We don't know. So, that's the way I feel, people. I wonder how you feel. Go to my YouTube channel and leave your comments. Queer Lot Show or Queer Lot Podcast Show. It's one of those, I don't know. Just type it in. Go to YouTube, type it in. It will pop up somehow. I want you to leave your comment on the YouTube channel instead of the Facebook channel. But you can go to my Instagram and to the page, too. If you can find me. I don't know my Twitter handle, and I don't know my Instagram handle name. So, y'all are lucky on that one. If you can find me, if I follow you on Instagram and Twitter, then you give a little good luck. But, yeah, I'm on Twitter, I'm on Instagram, I'm on Facebook, all of them. And if you find me on them, just leave your comments too, okay? And what I was doing, excuse me. Stupid phones. I just remember the days when people can reach you, you know. Damn cell phones just make the peace go away. Like this. Satanists take the shit back to hell with them. Anyway, I was just working on some things on Fiverr, and I'm working with my promoters and everything to try to get some more audience and everything. But got a little bit of audience. Oceanside, I think it's Oceanside, New York. I'd like to say hello to y'all. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for listening. Love y'all guys. Go out and tell the rest of the state that Corey Whitlock ain't going nowhere, so you might as well just turn on, download, and listen. Alright? Now go tell, now go. Fill your assignment. Okay? If you're a Star Trek fan, go fill your assignment. You got a 5-day mission. Okay? To go boldly take Corey where he never been before. To find some New York audience, okay? And no, I don't have nothing for you, so don't ask. I love y'all. Love y'all, Oceanside. Love you. I love you. Seems like Oceanside is the only one listening to me in New York State. And I'm on the New York podcast, New York City Podcast Network. And hopefully I can renew it, and all y'all from New York can hear me again, all right? And I know the New York City Podcast Network got a lot of listeners, okay? And they got a whole bunch of podcasters. And some of y'all wrote it for me, you know? So, just those who are listening, go tell the rest of the state, including the Bronx, New York, Miami, New York City, Times Square, Brooklyn, and whatever states, whatever counties and cities is in New York, you know, just go tell them. Wait at the cab driver and tell him to download the podcast, you know. He'll probably wave back at you and have an accident. Watch. Just wave at him. Wave at him. Wave at him. Hey, cab driver. You probably think you want him to pick him up. Don't make that man have an accident. Y'all know how y'all drive up there. I've been up there. I'm coming up there. Right after Friday. Black Friday. That's Saturday. The day after Black Friday. That's right. I'm coming up there to shop. I'm coming back with some people. We're shopping up there. We do this every year. We didn't do it last year, but we're doing it this year. And we're going to invade New York again. Mm-hmm. So just look out for us. We'll go. We are forced to be messed with. Woo! Woom! 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 I'm not a good special effects. I'm just trying to do the sound effects on Star Trek. And sometimes it just make my cheekbones funny. And I'm trying not to laugh, but when I do that, it just make it tickle me. But I know the rest of y'all from around the county, around the state, around the country is still listening to me too. And I just got to get those listeners. I love y'all. Certify. That's the platform. Certify. I love y'all guys. Y'all downloading my podcast. I love you. Speaker people. People listening on speaker. iHeartRadio. Y'all been supporting me ever since the first podcast. I just love y'all. All the people at iHeart and everything. And thank you for speak. You know. Thank you for creating this speak, because it's powered by you. And I just can't thank you, you know. And my fans on Apple platform, thank you. Also Google platform and all the rest of y'all. But those most top, Speak, iHeart, Certify, and Apple. And Amazon Music is not up there yet. I'm negotiating with them now. But I'm going to have Amazon. They're going to be on the platform. But they still can listen to me. They can still download the podcast and all. Because of my promoters, they'll find a way for y'all to listen to me. So I just like to say hello to all of y'all on Amazon Music podcast. A platform. It's me, Corey. Keep downloading. Hear me? Keep downloading. Hey, guys. It's just fun to have your own stuff, you know? Even though I'm in this hot apartment, and this apartment don't have no air conditioning or nothing, that's why I'm trying to get a new apartment, but I can't do that until my credit score is up. So I don't know when I'm going to move. I'm saying March of 2023. That's my deadline. But my credit just got to be right, you know, because I want to get online payment. That way I can pay my rent online, you know. That way I don't have to carry the money, nothing. I just pay it online, be right in my bank account, pay it. Boom, boom, you know. And then pay my gas electric online, automatically, online. Pay my cable bill online. I already do those. I already do that. I'm just joking. I already pay my gas electric and all. But you know, it just worked. And then I would have a nice apartment, just a nice apartment, you know, really nice. Just turn my air conditioning on anytime I want when I come home and all. But gotta get that credit. So I know how many of y'all out there just want to move from that apartment that you in, and it's a hot apartment, don't have no air conditioning, your landlord don't do nothing for you. Raise your hand. You just want to get away from that landlord and his apartments, and you know you're going to get your credit score up, and you're working hard for it, and you know you're going to get that apartment. Come on, ladies. Come on, gentlemen. Raise that hand. Young and old. Come on. I don't care if you're 99. You still can move. You know, if you can get up and dance and move like Michael or like Prince or whoever, like Usher or whatever the new stars is too, if you can dance like them, then raise that hand. You're active. Guess what? We got a father that worked where I work at the adjustment community, and he's 101 years old. And this man act like he's like 65 or 75. He don't even act like he's 101. But this father, he's 101. He's moved around in his wheelchair without anybody. I be seeing him at work. He just be moving all by himself. And he just talk to you. And he got an Apple Max computer. He gets on it. He knows how to punch in his password. He know how to look up things and stuff. I mean, believe me, guys. I don't believe it too when I see it. But I can't remember his name. I don't know. I'm allowed to give his name. But he's a wonderful guy. Every time I'm around him, my spirit just shines, because he must be a good father, because God must have just blessed him with that life he has. I think he's from another country too, and all. It's just every time I get around him, my spirit just shine, you know. And he's just one of the great fathers there. And every time I see him in the wheelchair, just moving around, I wave at him and everything. When I go into his room, I wave. He say, "Okay, go do your work." He's just a wonderful guy. When he had cookies, he come over to me and ask if I want a cookie and all. Sometimes I say no because I gotta watch my figure and all. But I mean, it's a judgment community. I'm run by Stella Mars and all. And he I mean, if y'all see him, y'all will be like, "Wow." Yeah. And he's 101 years old, and he's moving around without anybody pushing him or anything. I just hope that I reach that age and be able to do what he's doing. So just be blessed to reach that age and do what he do. I mean, this is a sign to God to saying he's going to get me there. He's going to let me have that. Or is it a sign to God, from God, to saying, "If you do right, I'll get you that. I'll get you, bless you with that"? It's got to be something, you know, for me to be there just to see it, because it's got to be from him, you know. And I just hope that he have 10 more birthdays and be able to do what he do, you know, because he's a white guy too. He's a Catholic preach, old Catholic preach. I mean, I wouldn't say old, because he don't even act like he's old. To me, he act like he's 75, 70. The way he just move around and everything and smile. Guys, I really blessed to be working with that job, you know. I mean, I know bad things about on the news about the Catholic Church and all that, but working with these guys there, they got the most wonderful love and spirit and anything I ever worked with. And I love working there. I really do. I love working there. And all that nonsense, I just push it out the door, because what I see is very different with other people see. Okay, I don't know what's going on in the Catholic. I'm not Catholic or nothing, but what I see, every last man in that building is retired, and they've been all around the world. They really educated, smart, wisdom, and all. Every last one of them, you know. And they just, oh my God, guys. These guys been everywhere, done everything, saw history. They like the walking library of history. You probably could sit down and interview them about anything. They gonna say, yeah, I will remember that time. The civil rights movements, the when TV first came here, television started, they probably remember that. When movies, you probably get asked for any day. It's just like going back in time with a library. I mean, oh my God, y'all. And I'm just so blessed to be working there, and I just hope God will never let me lose this job. I just, if I want to leave, just let me leave on my will, my own will. Don't buy me or nothing like that. I just, if some people, you know, there that you work with, and they deem you some kind of special need person, stuff like that, and sometimes you feel that, but you don't want to say that, you know. But everybody got a spirit there, wonderful spirit, and from the staff to the guys, and I love them all, you know, and I love working with them, you know, and I just mind my business, I just smile, put my head up and smile at them and keep going, you know. I'm 52 years old, I don't have time for that nonsense, you know. Shake it off and leave me alone, you know. That's what I say. But from Mr. John to all the guys and ladies and all, I just love working with them and all. They just very funny and very, very interesting to be around. I just put it like that. Very interesting to be around. And my boss, he just like a boss that you'll never probably find again. And Donald, he's like a supervisor that only God put a couple supervisors like him in the world. You know, that's what kind of supervisor Donald is. He's just a really great guy, you know. And you probably can't find a supervisor in anywhere out there. If you go, it wasn't Goodwill for me, but there was some nice people there at Goodwill. Okay, all right. If Goodwill, y'all listen. Be quiet, Mr. John and Mr. Bennett. Okay, I love y'all guys. I miss you guys. Miss Linda, okay. All y'all and Shantae and Mr. Kenny, especially you and John and all y'all listening to this. I love y'all guys. You know, y'all did come to my daughter's funeral and support the family. Me and my kids. Y'all support me and my kids and the rest of the family. And that other thing that brought them in the world. But I will never forget that. And it was good times and bad times at Goodwill. Just put it like that. But I just had to get that off my mind. I just had to talk about him, the 100-year-old father. he just give me joy, man. He just give me joy. It is so much good things to talk about. And I'm getting ready to turn 53, and I hope God let me see 93. You know, and hopefully maybe 103, like the father. But we'll see, you know, we'll see, you know. And whatever the enemy takes away, God will give it back more. So, you know, whatever the enemy takes away, God will get it back more. And the enemy took a lot away. You know, he took a lot away from me. I mean, y'all know what happened early part of this year. And go back to some of the podcast shows if you don't know about the white girl named Miss Clark. I talk about her a lot. So, you know, what can I say? Hey, I'm just going to talk about the episode of Lower Decks and football on Sunday. Go Rams. Everybody hear me? New York, you hear me? Baltimore, do you hear me? Go Rams. Oh, let's go Ravens. Oh, go New York Giants. Go Ravens. Not Rams? Not Rams? No? Not Rams? East Coast? Oh, fuck. Oops. I didn't mean to say that. Sorry, speaker and everybody. That slipped out. I hope the kids wouldn't listen to that. Go Rams. We're going to take a break. We're going to listen to some music. Heavy. This football season is on. Everybody know.
East Coast always in me. Commonwealth, Lil Joe, getting love from my city. I roll call for the DMV. In my own lane, you could still ride with me.
No one knows I made mistakes.
You won't end, but it's too late.
I don't need your support just to know I'm important.
I won't ever sell myself short, cause I know you see me on the come up. Big girl with big dreams and big drip. Talk is cheap, but please dare me to run up. I'ma put my money where my mouth is. Talk a good game, I'm an alphabet. Even on my worst day, still an alphabet. Standing next to me, you gotta be an alphabet. Eight ball in your pocket, I'm your alphabet. Space of mine, making boss moves in my own time, and I
ride my own rides.
Find me all alone, I'm on the road. I had to take a couple hits, a couple stones, but targets I don't ever miss. They wanna know.
One more thing about the football season. Just everybody, just hopefully, just treat everybody right. Okay? If you have other teams members, if your husband is another team, and your in-laws of the number team, be nice to them. Okay? If you Pittsburgh fans and they Ravens fans, make sure you get a separated gate and have police riots ready to go. I'm just saying. This habit ready. That's go for all teams. If you're Washington, Seattle Hawks fan, and you're Green Bay fan, and your in-laws or your sons are Green Bay fan, and your wife is a Green Bay fan, and you all by yourself go up the Seahawks. Poor dad. I just can imagine how it is in some homes on football, in football season. I just can imagine. Because it got to be a mix in some of these houses. We got 50 states, and it got to be a mix of people mixed in. And one of my biggest problems is the in-laws. Your wife and her family is one team. Fan of one team, your family is a team of another, and y'all all come together. Your house look all nice throughout the summer, and time they leave, who got cleaned up the mess? The poor dog said, "I'm getting the hell out of here." Guys, it's not that serious, okay? Be nice. Just be nice. I mean, we haven't heard about no really bad things going on in football fans and stuff. That's great. That's great. You know, because we keep it real. We have NFL family community, and we know how to handle our loss. Okay? Even though we love the other team, our wife and her family love the other team. We all know how to take a hug and take a loss. And I just imagine how it is around the country. I mean, I did. And some teams haven't gone to the Super Bowl since. And it's just a lot of frustration, right? A lot of confusion. And every time the new season comes, everybody's in the pit. Everyone in the pit. Every team's back in the pit. Until after Thanksgiving, that's when things really get heat up. I just hope that you still have an apartment or a house standing. You know, I mean, people around the world, y'all just don't know how serious American football is. It's not like baseball. We go wild on baseball too. It's America pastime, you know. But football season, you got people standing out in the cold, frigid snow up in Green Bay and all. In the snow, dedicated fans. I mean, like Star Trek and Star Wars fans, just like them. Hardcore. Hard to the core. Telling you, it's nothing like Star Wars fans, Star Trek fans, and football fans. Nothing can beat them. Because when I say hardcore, these people are hardcore. Especially football fans, they'll be out there in the freezing blizzard snow at Green Bay and Colorado and all rooting for that team. Some of them have their shirts off. Some of them come in bathing suits. And they have a damn of a good time. Leave all your worries behind. Leave all the bullcrap from Washington behind. And this is what I mean about black and white coming together. Nobody cares what color you are when you go in their stadiums or go to the conventions. Nobody cares. Don't care if you're a Democrat or you're a Republican. Got that uniform on, that jersey on. Who cares? You know? Y'all feel me? Yeah, I know everybody feel what I say. Football fans, trackies, Star Wars, y'all feel me, right? And even though the hardcore fans of Star Trek and Star Wars got kicking the tail with the last three Star Wars movies and Star Trek Discovery, they feel that they got kicked in the butt and everything. And I still love them because I am mad at them because they don't like Discovery. They got every right to spend their oppression. They spend money on this stuff. They spend thousands, billions of dollars, go to the conventions and all. So they have the right to be PR and everything. Get it right. And when Strange New Worlds came out, they expressed their opinion. You got it right. This is what Discovery should have been like, you know? And they got every right to explain their feeling. But I'm still a Discovery fan. Hardcore. No, I don't know all the crews, so don't ask me. But I can tell you, it's a little better than Discovery, you know. They got it right this time. They got a lot of Star Trek fans really happy because they know they didn't get it right. They would have been in for Star Trek. I'm telling you, the hardcore fans and the hardcore fans is the ones that keep Star Trek going and do the conventions and all that stuff. They the ones that kept Star Trek for 50 years. The little guys like me who just watch it, who love the characters and everything, we riding on their shoulders. That's what we doing. We riding on their shoulders, you know. So, I can study Star Trek and tell you all the planets and ships and stuff, but nah, I ain't gonna do that. I'm too old for that bullcrap. And it's like football. The football fans can tell you every player from every year who their highest score, their rushing yard, everyone. I mean, dedicated fans. Kansas City, Green Bay, Seattle, Baltimore is one rough football town. Believe me. That's why I'm scared to wear my jersey, my Ram jersey, when I go in the stadium. I'm going to have to go in disguise to act like I like the Ravens. But I think Baltimore already know my voice and know my show, and they hear me. They're going to point just like in the, remember the movie, The Body Snatchers, when they would point, that's I'm afraid of. That's what the Raven fans want to do. And I'm going to be just like the Body Snatchers. I'm going to be hanging from the stadium until the game is over. Guys, if you go into a town and you used to be a fan of that team, and you live in that town, you used to be a fan of that team, don't tell that team fans that you used to be a fan. I'm telling y'all, I used to be a fan, and I'm telling them not to tell you, but I'm telling you that I used to be a fan. That makes sense, don't it? I'm sorry. I love y'all guys. I love y'all Raven fans. I respect y'all. Please don't hang me. Just be nice to me. I just had to move on, you know. I had to change because me and my ex-wife used to like the Rams, like the Ravens. And I don't want to like anything that she used to like. We used to sit down with the girls and Michael and watch the Super Bowl when they went to the Super Bowl. in 2001. We went to the Pat rally and all. And that's one reason why I just want to distance myself from the Ravens. You know, yeah, that's my excuse, okay? That's my excuse. And the new team don't have no memories of that. Even when my son was here, we watched the Super Bowl last year, and the Rams won. And he was cheering. He gave me a hug and everything. But that's not going to change me from that. No. It's just that family bond that I had. And I had a family that liked the same thing I liked. They didn't like Star Trek, so they liked it. Something I like it. And I had to at least control that, because that was something that I liked, they liked too. And I appreciated that in every way, And also, the changes and everything. I want to go to the West Coast, to live and stuff like that. So I'm giving you my reason why. I ain't saying I don't like the Ravens no more. I'm just not a fan no more. I just passed it on. That psycho son of mine, little baby, little child of mine, he like basketball. So he just weird like his mother. So he don't count. I think my other older son, Donald, he like the Ravens, But the girls, they just go with the flow. They say, okay, daddy, whatever, we'll watch it with you, Even when Candace was alive, she sit down and watch the game with me, Ashley, she sit down and watch the game with me. Jessica, when she was a baby and everything, I don't know if she'll do it today or not, but she's too far gone with her mother too, so. But like I said, if I ever get married again and find me a nice girl, and she has two girls already and all that, and they like football, I'm going to support them. Whatever team they like, I'm going to support them. Hopefully they'll respect my team too, but I will support them. I know I'm going to get hell, because if they like another team, that means their family like another team, and that means I have to go visit their family wearing my Rams jersey, and they're going in Philly, Pittsburgh, New York, or even Baltimore. I come wearing a Rams jersey in even one of those houses. It'd be good. It was good knowing y'all. That's all I got to say. It was good knowing y'all. That's how serious it is. I mean, it's not, I don't think it's that serious, but I don't know. Who knows here in Baltimore anymore? They might force you to be a Ravens fan now. They might shoot you if you say something about them. That's the stupid, going to shoot somebody because they don't like the same team you don't like. You like, it's crazy, come on now. But yeah, fun is fun. Stupid. And when I say fun is fun, it's okay for your girlfriend and her family and her children to like another team. Support them, When your team is not playing, just support them. They will come support you too. But when they come play their team, when your team play their team, they're not going to support you. I'm telling you that now. You're on your own. You're going to be in the corner eating your own hot wings and popcorn while they... I'm just saying, that's the way it is. It is what it is. Like Dummy said, it is what it is. But it's good to talk about football season too. You know, it's just pump people up. So look at your team. Just look at your team, especially your young men, your young boys. Go get your poster and look at your team and just get pump up. It's still the first of the season. Start getting pump up. Stop rallying. You know you're Philly fan. You know you're a New York Giant fan. You know you're a Pittsburgh fan. You know you're a New England Patriot fan. Start getting rally. Rowl. Let me hear your growl. You know, let me hear your growl. Ravens, come on. Come on, young Ravens. Don't throw the ball and break your mother window. Because you won't be watching it. You'll be punished for the rest of the season. And you'll just be dreaming about it. So just be careful, okay? Just be careful. You and your brothers and sisters, just be careful. Because she got her favorite China right beside y'all. And y'all in there wrestling like the Ravens now. You know? And something goes boom. She gonna start tackling you. She gonna start growling and tackling you. And especially it's a school night. Y'all gonna go to bed early. Let me stop before I start a lot of trouble. This is just fun, you know. This is football season, guys. Hey guys, you wanna cancel those dates, do you? That you got with your girlfriend and all, or your wife. I know she's looking at you like, I dare you. And you'll never see the piece of booty again. You'll be sleeping on the couch for the rest of the season. Oh my goodness. Okay, it's time to move on. Moving on. Star Trek Lower Decks started on August the 25th. And we just started to talk about Nancy Nicholson just for that. And Star Trek Day. Star Trek First Contact. And the first episode of Star Trek, September the 8th, is coming up Thursday. That's right. And Paramount always have something special for Star Trek Day. And I know this is going to be one of the biggest Star Trek days. Star Trek First Contact Day. And it's also going to be one of the saddest. Because Michelle Nicholson was at the last one. And Seneca Green, she got to meet Nancy Nicholson. And a lot of other new Star Trek actors got to meet her. And they got to take pictures with her. So that's why I say this one is going to be, it's going to be very emotional for the people who worked with her back in the day. I mean, you're going to see a lot of white people crying too because they worked with her back in the day. And people who worked with her at NASA, they're probably going to be there. And it's gonna, I'm sitting here with a tear in my eyes too, because I just can't believe she's gone. That wonderful spirit angel, bright, beautiful woman gone, you know. She's up there with God now. And being a fan, it's really going to motion me. And that's why I got to say, all the black actors got to show up. Y'all got to show up, okay? Come on. I know Michael Dune going to show up. I know LeBron Burton is going to show up. And probably the rest of black actors from the movies and all who played in the movies and stuff. I know William Shatner going to be there. And no, he has to be, because he was our commanding officer. And he worked with her for four seasons. And he has to be. I just know George Trek and Walker Kong, they going to be there. I mean, Walker Kong was really close to Nancy Nicholson. And I just wish I could be there, because I know it's going to be emotional. It's going to be really emotional day. And just to see that. But it's probably going to be fun too. They were probably going to bring things, bring memories that she done. NASA probably going to bring some film folders that she done. Paramount probably going to do something to CBS and all. Her documentary is on Paramount Plus. So, people, y'all didn't see that. Go see Women of Motion. It's a very, very beautiful documentary. And y'all would love it, okay? It's just tell the story how Nancy Nixon kept going after Star Trek, and she tried to get people to join NASA in color, minorities, and all people. She tried to get to join NASA, I'm just gonna let you just go to Star Trek Day. If you haven't subscribed, go to Paramount Plus. And you will learn about Nancy Nicholson. Okay? And I'm pretty sure Hollywood, Paramount, I just know they are. But my concern is, will Alvin Brooks, who played Sisko, Benjamin Sisko, be there? The first black captain of Star Trek, will he be there and speak? Because if he be there, that would tell, you know, right there, you know. And the captain of Discovery, the captain of Deep Space Nine, both of them standing there will prove Nancy Nicholson's work has been done. She opened doors for a lot of African-American stars. And by them standing together, right by William Shatner and Patrick Stewart, it proved that her work opened doors for them. And I just hope Alvin, Mr. Brooks, please be there, okay? Please put all your, whatever you got against the fans and Star Trek or Paramount, whatever happened, just get over it. Just be there for the fans, okay? They gonna love to see you there. Okay? Be there. Take your wife, make it a date night. Be there. Say a few words. It's gonna be one of the emotion really. I think it's gonna be one of the higher rated, which it comes, and they might show it on regular TV too. Who knows? CBS might show it on regular TV. They might give us that because she have a lot of fans and all. I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. Okay, don't quote me. Okay, you might have to watch it on the streaming service, or they might do a special for CBS might do a special for on Star Trek Day. If they do, that would be so sweet and nice. They just do a special, just an hour show. Interrupt one of those CBS shows and just give her hour show. You know? Her moment. And those fans won't miss the show. They can see it next week. They can see it the next time. You know? Catch it on reruns. Go to Paramount and catch it. And I think all the fans of the original Star Trek is probably going to be there. Maybe the next generation fans, probably a lot of people, and it's going to be, it's definitely going to be something. So, let's go to another break, and just want y'all to think about that, okay? Here's another song for y'all. Back in My Bag. I don't know that guy. I can't pronounce the name. But it's called Back in My Bag. Back in the Bug or something. B-A-G or whatever, okay. I guess he's back in the bag. But here's a song. We're going to the break. And after this, it will be time to go.
I'm back in my bag, yo. Conscious. ISO. Diamond. Back in my bag and I ain't gotta brag, I do this shit for real. When we was down and we had nothing, we had to share a meal. We put the shit in overdrive with no steering wheel. Shorty throw that thing back in a pair of heels. Yeah, and she be riding on that thing like a Ferris wheel. Yeah, I love them dark skin, brown skin, caramel. You know I had to bring her to the hood like she Karen Civil. When she keep on turning head, cause when she woke that thing, jiggle, jiggle.
And we going back to back on them like we Huey and we Riley. Just that back in my back flow, we back again so highly. Just that back in my back flow, we back to change the climate. This that back in my backflow, we bring the force like Tommy. Back in my, back in my backflow. Back in my, yeah, yeah, back in my bag, yeah. I'm back in my, yeah, yeah, I'm back in my bag, yeah. I'm back in my, this my, back in my backflow.
Back again, yeah, we keep on stacking it, what's happening? Everything in Gucci got me feeling like I'm Dapper Dan. Life has been a movie, yeah, so shout out to the cameraman. Pull up to the scene, it's going down like an avalanche.
Steady going up like a travel plan. Homer Simpson face, lucky power plan. Yeah, I'm off that dope, like I'm back again to Vizzy. At the Millies, out on Club Hurst. Give the word if it's a city, Lord forgive me. Still having motion, dog, so why would I slow it? Make it rain on them, bust a band, then you throw it. We was steady having it, even at our lowest. High speed road runner, keep my motor going.
Hey, hey, people feel away, but they don't show it. Gotta watch the people that's around you, that you grow it. They be coming around you with some plans to steal your moment. Soon as I bust a nut, she be like, baby, where you going? Never slowing down, it's enough to go around. Yeah, you probably knew it's then, but really, you don't know it's now. Niggas love to show and tell, but all my niggas know me well. It was either chase a dream or go to jail, but none of us ain't going.
And we going back to back on them like we Huey and we Riley. This that back in my back flow, we back again so highly. This that back in my back flow, we back to change the climate. This that back in my back flow, we bring the force like Tommy.
Back in my, back in my back flow. Back in my, yeah, yeah, back in my bag, yeah. I'm back in my, yeah, yeah, I'm back in my bag, yeah. I'm back in my, this my, back in my bag flow,
Yeah, not for real. Do it, die, you already know. Don't try. This at home.
We're back, people.
Y'all really
it's called Back in My Bag, yo. Back in my bag. I guess just like he said, back in his bag. The lyrics, they was okay. The beat got me moving. Back in my bag, yo. Back in my bag. Back in my bag, yo. Back in the football, yo. Back to the bag. Back to football, yo. Back to Rams. Back to the bag, yo. Like the Rams. Let me get somebody bad. Somebody ain't gonna listen to my show no more. Not around football season, eh? Everybody, have a good football season. September 11th is mostly when all the games start. If y'all watch the preseason, y'all probably already know who's who, what, and what. Just keep that idea of getting rid of the preseason and ask the NFL to explain the regular season. I mean, spin. Make it longer. more wiser. You know, are we into the end of March? Get rid of the preseason and spend the regular season. But got to say goodbye. And I'll see you in the next episode. And everybody, be good, be safe, and love you. Okay? And as always, live long and prosper. May the force of God be with you. And as always, Ashley, and we love you.